We're at war? That under similar circumstances, every army since the dawn of time has put out sentries to watch for people sneaking up? Several dozen faces watched me blandly. Goblin asked,
You didn't see anybody?
There's nothing out there to see, old man.
Ah, and you got here alive, too.
Which remark left me to understand that there were dire traps out there, held in abeyance only by the alert decision-making of sentries I not only overlooked, but whose presence I never suspected. All I can say to that is, somebody must have taken a bath sometime since the turn of the century. The same could not be said for most of the crowd inside that shelter, which might be the reason the roof and walls were so porous. This is my new friend, Suvrin. He was the captain of the local garrison. I blew in his ear and he decided he wanted to help us, so we would go away before the Protector shows up and makes life tough for everybody. Somebody in back said,
You could blow in mine and... Ow! What the fuck you hit me for, Willow?
Vajra the Naga said,
Knock it off!
Swan, keep your hands to yourself.
Vigan!
I don't want to hear your mouth again. You should know better. What have you guys done to get ready to knock over that tower over by the Shadow Gate?
Nobody said a word.
You guys obviously did something while you were waiting around.
I gestured at our surroundings. You managed to build a house. Badly. Or a barracks. But you didn't do anything else? There's no scouts out? No planning got done? No preparations got made? Was there something going on that I haven't heard about yet? Goblin sidled up. In an uncharacteristic tone, he murmured,
Don't press these issues. Now isn't the time. Just tell people what to do and send them out to do it.
I trust the little wizard's wisdom occasionally. Sit down. Here's what we'll do. Dig out whatever fireball launchers we have left. Vigan, pick 10 men. Carry the heaviest launcher yourself. The others can carry lighter ones. If there aren't enough to go around, bring bows. We'll go take care of this right now. Vigan, choose your team. The man who had made the mistake of irritating me rose. In a surly tone, he named his helpers. Chances were all of them had irritated him sometime recently. It rolls downhill. In the few minutes it took Vigan to get ready, I had the others tell me things they thought I ought to know. Chapter 63 I had the men encircle the little fort. We carried torches and made no effort to sneak. Per instructions, Vigan carried the heaviest piece of bamboo. It had an interior diameter of 3 inches. He told me,
There's supposed to be only a couple, 3 balls left in this one.
That ought to be enough. Right here should be fine. A good archer with a strong bow might cause us trouble, but those were exceedingly rare in modern Taglian armies. Mogabo was a warrior. He believed real men got in close, where they could get splattered with each other's blood when they fought. It was a blind spot we had exploited more than once during the Kielune Wars, and would exploit again until he figured it out. Goblin shuffled into position behind us. Tobo did too.